This is a production of Cornell University.
Open microphone is for community members, and so if any community members have any announcements to give, now would just be the time to like unmute and give it.
Okay, I'm guessing that means nothing, so I'll close open microphone and pass it back to President Nonge.
Perfect. For announcement and reports, we are gonna give it over to VP Valencia, but I just had two quick things for you guys. So number one is that there will be another special meeting after our meeting on Thursday. That's to finish up the byline process, just because, as you guys know, we have to vote in a meeting after our like original meeting. So we're gonna be doing that Thursday. So it's just gonna be a late evening. And number two is yearbook is coming to our meeting on Thursday. So they'll be taking some pictures of our meeting, might be taking some group pictures. So just so you guys have that on your radar for Thursday's meeting. And now I'll give it to VP Valencia.
Yeah, so hi everyone. Today we're gonna be going over 10 reports, but we're only gonna be voting on 5. Okay. So to start off, we can look in the box. We have class councils. So they requested $8.35. The committee recommended $7.40. We didn't really get a chance to discuss this last week, but I'll open it up to like any discussion or anything that anyone wants to say. If not, we can also just vote on the report.
Yeah, I'll take that motion and I'll take a second if we have one. But BB Valencia, if you want to screen share the reports, that might be helpful so that everyone can just see them.
Give me one second. Okay. So can you guys see it? It's this one. It's right here. $7.40.
Okay, we had a motion to vote. Do we have a second? Okay, second. Do we have any dissent to that? Amazing. Can I have sorry, did I like echo for a second? Can I have all those in favor, please use your yes button. So don't raise hands because sometimes that doesn't work. And I'm gonna give it a few seconds. Okay, this is not working because my screens keep bouncing around. Give me one second. Okay, can I have everyone else like lower your yeses? And then maybe I'll try this with raised hands. Can I have everyone who is voting no, please raise your hand. Okay, and then can I have all those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Okay, in a vote of 21-0-2, that passes. Congratulations.
Okay, and now we have See You Tonight, and I believe we have a representative because they are requesting an appeal. So are they here in See You Tonight?
Yeah, there's four of us will come see you tonight today.
Yeah, so I can share my screen and I can share the report. And one second. The people from See You Tonight, just feel free to kind of state why you want to appeal.
Okay, should I begin now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know like one point that was brought up in the rationale was that that the committee encourages us to explore the idea of funding events throughout the year rather than the 3/4 of the events that occurred during March. And we kind of just wanted to address that because we don't really get to determine when applications come in. It's really up to individual organizations when is the best timing for them to hold their events. We would definitely be open to funding more events in any time of the year, and we would love to, as long as they're inclusive and would help our community. And we can definitely put more of that in our advertisement, but I think it's just that that's kind of something that's out of our control, not because of us, but simply because there are a lot more favorable conditions in the spring semester. I think a lot of new e-boards, after having a semester of getting adjusted, they're much more ready to do to organize an event in their second semester. And likewise in the second semester, it's warmer at the end of the semester. So after coming in for the semester, they're able to use that time to get ready. And then then there's a lot, just the warm weather offers a lot more favorable conditions for events at that time of the year. So for us as an organization, we thought it was a bit unfortunate that we only got to show you guys at the time of our byline appeal what we've done so far in just 2 months at the start of the fall semester after the pandemic. When in reality, almost like over 75% of our events will be next semester after March. And we think that like even just the semester having been the first semester after COVID, we were already on track to surpass the number of events we funded before the COVID fall, to surpass the number of events that we funded in the fall semester before COVID happened, which we think is amazing and a great sign for next semester, especially when more of these applications will be coming in, especially since after the first semester after the pandemic, despite the fact that like there probably are many new e-boards and organizations who are just trying to get back on track after 1.5 years of COVID and likely a lot of new leadership who probably hasn't organized events before, yet we were still able to be on track in terms of our funding, just like we were before COVID even happened. So on our end, we're really excited for next semester, especially, and we think we'll be getting much more applications, especially under our new leadership that has revitalized a lot of our systems. We sent out a mass email, we hosted office hour events, we got a lot of groups coming into these events asking us about what we do and how they can receive funding from us, which is something, these are all things that we've never done before. So we really do think that like See You Tonight will come back a lot stronger next semester. SA gave us the $9 allocation 2 years ago. And it was just really unfortunate that our organization never got to demonstrate what we could do with this $9 allocation because of the COVID semesters and because our organization is something that funds events, which is just so much harder during COVID when there's so much more for groups to consider. So now that we are able to support events again, we would really like the chance to be able to demonstrate what we could do with the $9 allocation, or even if we aren't able to receive the full $9 allocation because of our rollover surplus, that's definitely understandable. But we do think that a 22% decrease to $7 is quite drastic and would likely put us in a bad position in the future. I think like in our past amounts, it's pretty normal for us to have a little bit of rollover, but I think the $7 the decrease of $7 would be pretty drastic, especially since we are expecting to get more applications next semester. Another thing that was brought up to us was that from talking to my advisor, he mentioned that in the past, there's been situations like this before where because of external situations, their group has gotten, has had a lot of rollover money, and they've gotten a written agreement from SA that after spending down the rollover money, they'll be guaranteed the same allocation. So for us, I guess that would be an allocation of $9 for the next byline meeting. And we're also like open to exploring that possibility if that's still something that you guys could do. So yeah, thank you so much for hearing us out.
Thank you so much for coming to present to us today. I am gonna open up a speakers list. So please just raise your hand if you'd like to speak. And then Representative Valencia or Astrid, you guys can respond if you'd like to the comments that we get. So the first person on the list is Representative Gleiberman.
Hi, thanks for coming. I totally hear what you're saying. I think you brought up a good point at the end, and that's something I want, at least from my end, like, I think CU Tonight does great work, but obviously you have this big rollover. If your concern is like the next funding cycle, like what you're saying with like rollover, that like it's very common for that to happen. And that's definitely something that like when these reports are written, the like the next EPF like reads them and looks at the advice. So I wouldn't think as a decrease to cut your rollover to like impact your next cycle. It's just kind of, we're just trying to make the best use of students' money. And so I think that's why the decrease at least makes sense to me for this upcoming cycle to help you spend your rollover, not necessarily as like a permanent thing, but it's very common for groups to be cut when they have a rollover and then be increased the next cycle.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that. And we definitely understand that. I think it was a little bit scary because of how drastic the decrease was. And again, I think it will affect like how we approach a lot of our funding decisions as well, whether we feel as comfortable like giving a group the full amount that we would like to give and things like that, et cetera, just because we know that we're significantly lower this semester. And I think that's why we were wondering, like if we know that this is to like spend the rollover, if it's possible to get a written agreement or something for the next byline cycle, that would be really great on our end. But yeah, thank you. I definitely understand what you're saying.
Representative Smith.
Yeah, I guess I don't speak for the assembly, but my take on first on that point of a written agreement on a future byline cycle would be that probably not. Again, I don't speak for the assembly, that Chair Valencia, Appropriation Chair Valencia, can give a better assessment from her perspective, but I wouldn't think that that would be something, or I'm surprised to hear that that's something that maybe was done in the past. Is it's kind of tough for us. We talk a lot about assemblies not binding other assemblies or future assemblies to certain obligations, you know, this appropriations kind of thing aside. Yeah, so like requiring a future assembly to adopt a certain allocation is kind of something that I don't think would be wise for us to do right now. Yeah, and I think I have similar thoughts to Representative Gleiberman on the rollover side of things. So yeah, I think I don't need to repeat too much of that. I think you still have the benefit of all of the money that you of the $9 allocation, since you didn't spend all of it because of the circumstances. You still have a lot of the benefit because that's still your money in your rollover account. So it's not gone. So I think in looking at what I can see, you can still be a very effective organization. I said this before, but like prove us wrong more than anything, like prove us wrong, spend more and come back to the SA and be like, hey, like we completely depleted this. And that looks really good for the next cycle as well, to be like, we need $15 or whatever it is, but prove us wrong. And that's the best thing you can do.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, I would just say that I think this has been my sentiment the entire semester. I don't see why we feel the need to drastically decrease CU Tonight's funding. I would say, like, if you're thinking about $2 sounds like, oh, $2, then you factor it in on the byline, that's like 15 times two, $30,000. It's a significant decrease in their funding and allocation. I would just like smile upon and also encourage the assembly to be thinking about this when we're voting and actively engaging in this conversation as well. I feel like this is something that we should really be considering. Representative Lango.
Yeah. I think I just kind of want to echo Annalise's sentiment here. I think it's like extremely arbitrary and austere for no reason. I don't understand why we've been essentially pushing austerity measures on organizations this semester. I think especially in a semester coming out of the pandemic, like we should be a little more lenient towards organizations and a little more like allowing of their needs, especially financially. Like we all know that Cornell has the budget to make it happen. I do want to say that I think that the assembly would benefit here from overturning ABSCOM's decision and then talking about what we want to change this to. So I don't know. I feel like that's something that we should be doing. And to that end, then I think I'm going to motion to overturn ABSCOM's decision. Obviously, we don't have to like overturn it for a specific dollar amount, but I think we should overturn it and then talk about what we want to change things to.
Okay, do we have a second?
Can I second that, or am I allowed to second that?
I actually don't know if you are. Okay. I know you have to abstain, but I think you can second the motion. I don't know if is Carson on the call.
I'll second.
I just seconded it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll take the second from Representative Leon. Okay, so we are going to go into voting. I was wrong when I said it last time. Sorry. Please raise your hand if you're voting. That like makes it freezes the screen. So can you vote? Can everyone raise their hand?
Point of order?
Yes.
If this is a motion to end discussion, don't we need a 2/3 cloture vote?
Yes, we're voting to vote.
Oh, okay, all right, sorry.
So can everyone raise their hand if they are voting in favor to, wait, we are voting to vote, but I'm sorry, blanking on the language right now. So we're voting on whether to move out of, to move into voting?
Move out of, to end debate.
That's okay, it. Yes. We're voting.
Point of order. Because this is like overturning and not the original motion. Well, I mean, does it, never mind. We can just do this.
Okay. So can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hand. Perfect. Can you lower your hands? Can I have all those opposed, please raise your hand? Representative Bonzo, was that a revote?
Sorry, I meant to lower it.
Okay, perfect. And then can I have everyone raise, lower your hands? And then can I have all those abstaining, please raise your hand? Okay, we had someone not vote, but I think we're okay. Oh, okay, I just saw someone said, can you message me your vote, Representative Williams? I'm just going to count it as an abstain. Okay, so in a vote of, oh, yes to overturn. Okay, in a vote of 19-2-2, that motion passes. Okay, so that was a, sorry, that vote to overturn confused me. So we're out of discussion now. So now we are voting to overturn. Okay, so now this is a vote to overturn. If you are in favor of overturning, please raise your hand. Okay, lower your hands. If you are opposed, please raise your hands. Okay, and if you're abstaining, please raise your hands. I'm going to give it 2 seconds. Okay, so in a vote to, of 12-8-3, that fails because it needs to be a 2/3 vote. So that means we are back.
To overturn, isn't it 50%?
Carson.
It's 2/3. I can send the part of the chart. It's in the charter, the 2/3.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So that motion fails, which means we are back into discussion. So I'm going to open up the speakers list again. And I will just go and say that I don't like the sentiment of prove us wrong as a student assembly. I think as a student assembly, we're an organization that should be supporting the organizations on our byline cycle. I would really encourage us to overturn this allocation. And I would smile upon another motion to overturn. Representative Yan.
Thank you. I've heard the kind of sentiment expressed on the assembly that we should kind of willy-nilly give money. And I think that a lot of representatives forget that, in effect, that the student activities fee is a tax that we levy on the student body. And it's extremely unfair to just give money without that significant reason to organizations. And it's very easy to spend money when it's not your own. I encourage us to be more frugal when spending the money of other students.
Representative Gleiberman.
Yeah, I wanted to echo some of the sentiments of Representative Yan. I think we should also consider the fact that, yes, like these orgs have rollover. Like, that's not a bad thing. They couldn't spend their money during COVID. So now like it would make sense almost if the SAF would go down slightly just for because of the rollover. And I mean, I think of a lot of students who have been hit with a lot of financial hardships during the pandemic and have their parents lose jobs and a lot of things changing. And I think that we should really be thinking about how we're gonna make the best use of students' money, especially a year after a lot of their financial situations have changed. And with that, I would like to motion to vote on this current allocation.
Second.
Okay. Do we have a dissent to that? I don't know if we can. Can I take a dissent to that?
Technically, no. There can't be debate on a motion to vote.
Okay, perfect. So we have a second. So that is a motion to vote. Okay. Can I have all those in favor, please? Oh, sorry, I was muted. Can I have all those in favor of the $7 allocation, please raise your hand.
Oh, wait, you can't. This is a motion to vote.
I'm so sorry. This is a motion to vote. Okay, so all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hand.
Okay, everyone, there's a few people who keep raising their hands and not raising their hands. Please just leave them up. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your hand. I'm gonna like take a second to let people put their hands down. Okay, there's a few repeats on the screen. So everyone, I know that like Zoom screens are off, but like make sure that you're paying attention to what I'm saying. So all those opposed, please raise your hands. And this is, there's again, repeats on the screen right now. We're gonna have to do a revote, so. Okay. Can I have all those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, so like I said, some people just have their hands raised, so I'm gonna do a revote there. Please pay attention. There were like three people who voted yes and no. All those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands. I'm gonna give it like 30 seconds. As a reminder, you're only allowed to vote once. Okay, everyone lower your hands. Giving it 30 seconds to lower. Okay, all those against, please raise your hands. Okay, all lower your hands, and then all those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, in a vote of 19-3-2, that passes. So we have ended debate. And then we have a motion to vote on the $7 allocation. So can I have all those in favor of the $7 allocation, please raise your hands. Okay, lower your hands. Okay, can I have all those opposed to the $7 allocation, raise your hands. Okay, and then can I have all of those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, and a vote of 9-11-2, that motion fails.
How many voting members are on the call?
We have 23. Did I get that right? 19. Yep, we should have 23. Unless, did anyone join or leave?
So that was only 22. So can we do a revote?
Yes. Wait, that.
11-9-2.
Yeah, okay, so guys, that, I was like counting that too. Some people are not voting. Please vote. Okay, we're gonna do a revote on that. Can I have all of those in favor of the $7 allocation? Please raise your hands.
Point of information or order or whatever, there's 24 members present.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, that means significant amount of people are not voting. Like I said, I know we're on Zoom today. Please be active in this conversation. It's really important. Okay. Lower your hands. All those opposed, please raise your hand. Okay, lower your hands. All those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, and a vote of 10 to 12 to 2, that motion still fails. So now we're back in debate.
Motion to vote again, because if they don't get, they're not getting, if like the two-thirds fail and no one gets majority, then yeah, so motion to vote. Or motion to end debate.
Well, I need to call on you, so I just opened the speakers list again. So raise your hand if you would like to be on the speakers list. Representative Wong. Or Sawyer Wong?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was me. Sorry. I just want to first bring up the fact that Representative Yan brought up the fact that the student activity is a activity fee is a tax that we place on students, but our funding directly goes back to the students through events that we open to all the students like across the campus. We have a lot of guidelines on our events that mandate that the events are open to all students from all backgrounds, and they have to be on campus so they're accessible to all students. And our funding directly goes back to the student body, so which is what our mission is purposed for. So aside from that, I also want to mention that although, yes, we have a lot of money in our rollover, and Astrid mentioned that it is common for us to have money in our rollover, that's because of the nature of our funding. A lot of our events require the maximum amount of funding, which is $5,000. We fund multiple events each weekend. If a weekend is more busy than another, then we'll go through 20 to 30,000 in just one busy weekend. So we need money in our rollover in order to plan for events that happen at the end of the semester and still have funding for those events. Because at the end of the semester, we normally have events. As you can see, 76% of our events happen after March in the spring, since that's when most of our applications come up. And our largest events and our most successful events are at the end of that semester. And finally, like I said earlier, we have a lot of guidelines for our events, and we wish we had more funding to fund more events. A lot of our events we have to partially fund because they don't necessarily fit with our guidelines. For example, they may not be on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., so they might not be a social late night weekend event, but they're still going to pull a big crowd and improve the social life at our community, which is why we want to be able to fund them. This extra funding that would, by decreasing the cut that we currently have, would allow us to continue to have these events open to the community and fund more events throughout the year, which is what we've been planning on doing and what we've been hoping to do if we just aren't cut so much in terms of funding. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Gronemeyer.
I just wanted to, I guess this is kind of like a point of information. I just wanted to ask if there's any way we can see how much rollover they have. I don't know if like they have something, if that was something they need to declare how that works, but if we can see that and then how much that would, you know, like adjust the byline.
So that is up to see you tonight. If you feel comfortable with the student assembly looking at your budgets, we can do that. If you don't, that's perfectly fine too.
So I inquired with my advisor today. I think his response to me was that he needs to talk to certain people on Cornell's business side to be able to get those exact numbers.
Okay, Perfect. Thank you. Also, just as like a clarification for everyone. So since the $7 failed, any dollar amount can be proposed on the floor now, just so people know that. Representative,
where is that coming from?
The Office of the Assemblies. Representative Mullen.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say that I think it's a little crazy that we're holding up this process so significantly. And I think that it's really frustrating to hear these appeals to reducing the student activities fee, which are very disingenuous. I think that we don't necessarily need to be taking money away from student organizations in order to lower the student activity fee, which is what I'm sure everybody wants to do. But cutting money from these organizations is not the way to do that. So I think we should just fund them at their requested amount, their requested allocation at $9. Stop trying to take money away, because that's not how we're going to reduce the student activity fee. And hopefully we can just pass that so that we can move on, keep this process going, because people are going to have to start leaving at some point. And it's kind of ridiculous that we keep, blocking this process over and over again, simply to make these false appeals, which is just very disingenuous.
Carson.
Hi, I just figured I should put this on the record in an SA meeting. Technically, the bylaws say that you have to have everyone on the SA signed on to the same confidentiality agreement as the Appropriations Committee. I just wanted to say that in this meeting, especially if it's to the point where people who are voting on this don't know what the rollover actually is and the Appropriations Committee does. That might be a procedural thing that might need to be addressed in the bylaw.
Thank you. I'm going to say right now, since we don't have everyone having signed those confidentiality agreements, since we didn't get the okay from CU tonight, I'm not going to do that, but we can. That can be something that we discuss moving forward. Representative Lampert.
I motion to have the original allocation of $9 for CU tonight. Point of order.
Second.
We're going to have to wait to be.
Yeah, Representative Gleimerman. Sorry, I muted myself.
I would really like Carson telling us where in the bylaws we can do this, because it very strictly says you need 2/3 to overturn, and we've not gotten 2/3 to overturn. So I would really love to see where in the our governing documents it says we are allowed to do this.
Okay, so I'm gonna give Carson a second to look at that, and then also
I already have it.
Perfect, thanks Carson.
Yeah, so section 7, lines 477 to 479, I've sent it in the chat. It says verbatim, the student assembly must approve the Appropriations Committee decisions by a majority of student assembly members present at the meeting, and can overturn an Appropriations Committee decision by a 2/3 vote of student assembly members present at the meeting. Basically, what that means is, in order for this to be put into force, in order for any money to be allocated to CU tonight at all in the next byline cycle, the student assembly has to vote by a majority of the student assembly members present. If they want to override that and allocate a different amount of money, they need a 2/3 majority. Hopefully that makes sense. Sorry, I don't mean to explain it.
Okay, I have a point of information for Carson. So is that bylaw part of me if we don't have a result of voting today? Let's say, because we need 2/3 to overturn the Appropriation Committee's decision, and we need a half to approve the decision. Does that mean that if neither succeed, that the CU tonight will be essentially defunded?
It means that the money won't be, like what this is an allocation. If this does not pass, then they don't get money allocated to them. That's, again, the thing that I sent in the charter, that's all I have. I'm not any more knowledgeable about this than anyone on the Appropriations Committee. So I think I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't have any more expertise on the charter than anyone else does.
And just to clarify, it's 2/3 members present, not 2/3 of the student assembly. But now that we've clarified that, I had a second.
Point of order. Carson, based on what you just told us.
I have to call on you to get your point of order. Representative Gleiberman.
Carson, based on what you just told us about needing a two-thirds, are we allowed, does the way, do the bylaws let us overturn and pick a new number without having that two-thirds vote, based on what you read?
I don't want to interpret, it's your guys' job to interpret the charter. What the charter says is student assembly members present at the meeting can overturn an appropriations committee decision by a two-thirds vote. That doesn't say anything about picking a new number at all. So I can't tell you what it means in regard to picking a new number. Again, I'm really sorry. I wish I could. I'm not a voting member. I wasn't elected. I don't want to tell y'all what to do.
Okay, amazing. So now we're going to that was a $9 allocation vote. So
yeah,
this is a vote to end debate. Carson, can you tell me if I'm right?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, sick. So can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands. And please raise your hand, not the yes button, sorry. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your hands. And I'm gonna give you guys a second to clear. Okay, you can lower your hands. And then can I have all those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, we had two people not vote, which means I'm gonna have to do a revote. Please, everyone, listen to me when I'm talking, and also you have to vote. So we're going to clear that. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your hands. Raise your hands, keep your hands raised. Okay, I'm giving it 2 more seconds. Okay. Okay, everyone lower your hands. Oh, thanks for that point. Was that Nikki? Thank you. I'm gonna start doing that. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your hands. Okay, giving 30 more seconds for opposed. Just so we're clear, there's gonna be a lot of abstentions on this one because a lot of people have not voted yet. Okay, is that everyone? Okay, lovely. Please lower your hands. And then can I have all of those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, did we have anyone leave the meeting? Does anyone know if anyone left the meeting or anyone who has just not voted? Carson?
Hi, I just thought that this might help. There is such a thing as a motion to divide the house. If you can't get certain members on record, that you call each member's name individually to get a voice vote from them. And if they don't, they can be counted as abstaining. If you need to do that, I just figured it.
Okay, I would love to not do that, everyone, but we can go individually through every single SA member if that's what we have to do, because right now we're having 22 people voting. Okay, we're gonna do a roll call vote.
Sorry, question. What Carson mentioned, is that like we all go one by one and say the vote, or like the people who didn't vote?
it's going to be the entire assembly. I'm going to say every person's name and you're going to say your vote.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Gleiberman.
I would like to first point of order, Carson, how does it work if you want to bring up possibly overturning a ruling on the like a parliamentary decision?
Okay, we're still in voting, so we're gonna keep voting and then we can come back to that. Okay, so I guess we were doing a roll call vote. I have to pull up the, is there any way Wendy or that I could get the list of voting members?
Kira can do the roll call vote for you, Annalie.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Morgan Baker?
No.
Genevieve Bansaw?
Here.
Are you voting yes or no?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Kira, I don't think we can hear you anymore.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah, we can.
Pedro Del Silveira?
No.
Dylan Eisman?
Do you mind repeating what we're voting on again? Sorry.
We're voting on whether or not to end debate.
Oh. Yes.
Annette Gleiberman?
Vote to end debate, no.
Payne Ronmeyer?
Yes.
Deepak Ilongo?
Yes.
John Jiang?
Yes.
Andrew Wan?
Yes.
Joanne Kim?
Yes.
Amari Lampert?
Was I muted?
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay. Claudia Leon?
Yes.
Yana Noe Logan?
Yes.
Luna Liu?
Yes.
Benjamin Lacau?
Yes.
Joseph Mullen?
Yes.
Nicole Overton?
Yes.
Nikki Reddy?
Yes.
Lucas Smith?
No.
Michelle Song?
Yes.
Valeria Valencia?
Abstain.
He's not here. Adele Williams?
Yes.
Everest Yan?
No.
And then Annalie Anunye?
Abstain.
And then Morgan, you're changing to yes?
Yes, my bad.
Okay. 18-4-2.
Okay. Okay. That means that we are out of debate. And so we have $9 on the table. We had a second for that. So can I have all those in favor of the $9 allocation? Please raise your hands.
Okay. Lower your hands. Oh, sorry. I know. Like he said, I could like lower them. I don't know how to do that. I'm not lovely and tech savvy. Okay. Can I have all those opposed? Please raise your hands. Okay, lower your hands. Give it 2 seconds again. Genevieve, was that opposed?
I'm sorry, that was not opposed. That was opposite. I'm so, so sorry.
Did you vote before?
No.
Okay, so you're voting yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I have all those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, amazing, we got our votes this time. Okay, so in a vote of 14-8-2, that fails, I believe, because it's 2/3, right? Carson, I just want to make sure.
Can you repeat the count? I'm sorry, I could do the math.
Sorry, no, I just wanted to make sure that it needed to be 2/3.
Yes, of the members present.
Oh, I just got a message that it had to be a majority.
To overturn and change the name?
Okay.
Because that, again, the current charter says something different. I don't know if you amended the charter since that last charter went up, but the one that I have access to at least says, like, it's in the chat. I don't know how, any other way to interpret it.
Okay, perfect. I think that you are correct. I'm just got a message from the Office of Assembly, so I just want to make sure. Okay, perfect. We'd need the 2/3. So 14-8-2 fails. So we're back in debate. Representative Gleiberman.
Motion to vote on the Appropriations Committee's recommendation.
Second.
Okay, second. So we're voting to end debate again. Correct? Yes. Yep. Okay, we're voting to end debate again. Okay, so can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands. Okay, and just to clarify, just so that I have it, so 16 is 2/3 for today, and then 13 would be majority plus one. Okay. Okay, everyone, if you're voting, please vote right now. Amazing. Please lower your like placards. Where are your hands? Can I have all those opposed? Please raise your hands. Oh, Andrew, I just saw your message. Oh, wait, Payne. We're actually voting to end debate.
We're voting to end. Okay, that's yeah. It. When I said Tuesday, I thought we were done. Oh, my bad. Bad timing.
No, we're voting to end debate. And so these are people who are opposed to ending debate. Sorry, we've ended debate quite a few times tonight.
Okay. That is okay. Perfect. Can I have all those abstaining? Please raise your hands. Is everyone there abstaining? If so, we have to do a revote. So please just pay attention when I'm talking. Please, 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 please. I'm like actually getting frustrated. This is ridiculous. Okay. So in a vote of 10 to 11 to 2, that motion failed. Yes. Okay. So we are back in discussion. If you would like to be added to the speakers list, please raise your hand. Representative Leon.
Yeah, okay. This entire thing is kind of ridiculous. Like, I actually don't know how much longer I can do this for. We keep, like, what is going on? This is so unprofessional. Like, I really don't understand the point of holding it up like this when we have 9 other organizations to go through. That being said, I'd like to motion to allocate See You Tonight $8.
Can I second that?
Okay, sick. So now we are motioning to end debate. Sorry. So if you are in favor of ending debate, please raise your hand. Okay. Lower your hands. Oh, shoot. Annie, was that voting to end debate?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Please lower your hands. Lower, lower, lower.
There's a clear all feature.
Okay, wait, let me see. Where is the clear all? I saw that you guys messaged that before. I do not think I have that.
If you like hit the participants thing where it like lists everyone out, there's like a more button. And then like, I think there's like a clear all feedback thing.
I just tried to do that and it didn't have it. So it might just be my version of Zoom, but I will try it again on the next one. Okay. So all those opposed, please raise your hands. Okay, lower your hand. Oh, okay. Now lower your hands. And then all those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, in a vote of 20 to 2 to 2, that motion passes. So now we are voting on $8. All those in favor of $8, please raise your hands. Okay, I'm waiting. Perfect. Okay, lower your hands. I'm gonna see if I can clear all on this. Okay, and then can I have all those opposed raise your hands? Okay, just to clarify, there's going to be a few people abstaining on this vote because I've had quite a few people not. Okay. So I just saw you in anyway. Okay, please lower your hands. Okay, and then
Can I have all those abstaining, please raise your hands? Okay, one person did not vote. Everyone, if you feel comfortable, can you please just put your cameras on? I know this is a pain, but like we have 9 people to go through and you just need to pay attention in this meeting. Like it is what it is. Or we're going to have like the longest meeting of our lives. We've already been on this call for over an hour and we've done 2 allocations and we're going through 10. So can I have all of those in favor, please raise your placard. In favor of $8. Oh, I just saw Dylan's. We're just gonna vote. Okay, all those in favor of $8, please raise your placards. Okay. Did we miss anyone? Okay, amazing.
Joseph is voting yes, but I don't think he raised.
Joseph, yeah, I got him. Okay, please lower your placards. And then can I have all of those voting no, please raise your placards. Are these the only people we have voting no? If they are, we will have multiple people abstaining. Again, are these the only people voting no? Okay. Did anyone not vote? Okay, sick. Now lower your hands. Can I have all of those abstaining? Please raise your hands. Okay, I think we're gonna have to go through a roll call again. We are still missing one vote, everyone. That was a vote of 16-5-2. So again, please just turn your cameras on. Please like pay attention. Kira, is there any way you could do a roll call vote?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Morgan Baker.
Yes.
Genevieve Bansaw.
I don't see her on the call.
Oh, that might have been our missing vote. Okay. So I know the vote count. Is it okay if I just put her as an abstain, or do we want to go through the whole thing?
She says.
Does anyone strongly want to go through the roll call? If anyone wants the roll call, please say so right now. Okay, amazing. So in a vote of 16-5-3, $8 passes. Okay, so we have the $8 allocation. please just, if you drop off the call at any point, can you just like text me or Slack me or something so that we have that? Amazing. So now I can turn it back to Valeria.
Yes. So now let me share my screen and we can discuss, hold on. Outdoor Odyssey. So last year they requested $2 and they got $2.25. This time around they requested $2.50. The committee recommended $2. And then this is the committee's rationale. We didn't really get a chance to discuss them at last week or 2 weeks ago. So I'll just open it up to whoever wishes to speak.
Valeria, and yes. I'm so sorry, I know you just started. Is there any way that we could do club sports council beforehand? I think we would need a motion on the floor, but Patrick just messaged me that he has to leave early. And he wants to be present.
But we're not voting. We're not voting on like club sports. We're just
I'll be good for the next meeting. Don't worry about it.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Patrick.
Motion to vote.
Let me just, Morgan, I'm going to open the speakers list first and then just like make sure that Valeria is done presenting and then you could do your motion to vote.
Yeah.
Valeria, you're
done. Yeah, I was just going to add that outdoor orientation did not wish to appeal, so they were fine with the $2 allocation.
Motion to vote. Okay,
perfect. I'm going to open a speakers list so you can raise your hand. Representative Baker.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Perfect. Do we have, we can't even take dissent to that. Okay, so we are, this is a vote to end debate. Can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your hands. Do we have anyone opposed? Okay. Can I have all those abstaining raise your hands? Okay, did we have anyone leave in the last few minutes? Is there any way anyone can let me know? I know that we don't have Genevieve anymore.
We had a few people in the chat mention their votes.
Okay, wait. Okay, so we just didn't have everyone vote then. Because there's no vote. I don't see any votes in the chat. Were there any vote? Did anyone not get their vote recorded and voted in the chat? Okay, amazing. So we are voting to end debate. Please vote. If you are in favor of ending debate, please raise your hand. Okay, if you are opposed to ending debate, please raise your hand. Okay, and then can we have everyone lower your hands again? Okay, and then can I have all those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, did we have people join?
Yeah, I just joined, got out of the UA, sorry about that.
Okay, so we had, oh my goodness, guys. Okay, so we had one person join. Does that put our vote count at 24? Okay, because we had, thank you. We had 26 people vote. So some people repeat voted. So we're gonna do this again. Can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands. This is really not difficult. I feel like this is not a controversial one.
and just listen when I'm talking. Okay. Lower your hands. I'm going to take 30 seconds so everyone lowers. Okay. If you are opposed, please raise your hand. Andrew, is that a hand raised?
No, sorry, wait. I couldn't tell that I was raising my, because I'm on my phone. I couldn't tell if I raised my hand to the, yes.
Okay, so that was, you already had your hand raised.
Okay, did you automatically lower it? Because I never noticed if I lowered it or not. That's
I didn't automatically lower it. Okay, amazing. So we did count it. Okay, and then lower your hands. And then can I have everybody who is abstaining raise your hand? Amazing. Okay, in a vote of 20-1-3, that passes and we have ended debate. Now we are voting on the allocation. I'm sorry, I forget the exact number. Valeria, can you remind me?
$2 for
allocation. Perfect. We are voting on the allocation of $2. If you are in favor of the allocation of $2, please raise your hand. Okay, everyone lower their hands. And I'm gonna try to do the like automatic lower thing. Okay, can I have everyone opposed to the $2 allocation raise your hand? Okay, lower your hand. Okay, and then anyone abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, in a vote of 19-1-4, that passes $2. And did we have someone come back onto this meeting? Okay, we're gonna leave it at 19-1-4. Okay, so congratulations, that passed. I'm giving it back to VP Valencia.
Okay, and now let me share my screen. This is Club Insurance. They requested $550. The Appropriations Committee recommended $550. This was after we had a representative from Club Insurance come and talk to us and basically just describe that there's no way of the university kind of fronting the insurance cost. That's why they're asking students to pay for a fraction of it. And yeah, $5.50.
Okay, I'm gonna open the speakers list. Representative Lango.
Yeah, motion to vote.
Second.
Okay. So now we are motioning to end debate. Can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands.
Point of order, can you motion to end debate by unanimous consent just to make life easier?
That would be great.
Can I motion to end debate by unanimous consent?
You can. Do we have any dissent to that?
I would only because we're already voting.
What?
I would dissent to that because we're already voting.
Okay, then we're voting. Yeah, so all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands. Okay. Lower your hands. Okay. All those opposed, please raise your hands. Okay, all those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, so just counting Representative Baker's vote that's in the chat, in a vote of 21-0-3, that passes. So now we are voting on the allocation. I believe it was 550. Is that correct? Perfect. All those in favor of the 550 allocation, please raise your hands. Okay, please lower your hands. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your hands. Okay, lower your hands.
I'm sorry, all those abstain. I meant to abstain. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. All those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, in a vote of 20-1-3, that passes. Congratulations.
Okay, so now we can move on to Cornell Minds Matter. Let me share my screen. Okay, so Cornell Minds Matter, they requested $2.50, but the committee came up with $1.63. This is a 35% cut, and Cornell Minds Matter shared with the committee that this was a cut they were comfortable with since they had a pretty significant rollover that they were planning on spending through over the next 2 years. So yeah, $1.63.
Okay, now I'm going to open the floor to debate. Representative Baker.
Was this report from this week or last week?
Last week. So we're voting on this one.
Motion to vote.
Do we have a second?
Would it be possible to motion to vote by unanimous consent?
Second. To the unanimous consent.
So we have a second to, sorry. So that was Joseph. Morgan, you had the initial motion. Do you want it to be a motion by unanimous consent?
Oh, yeah. Would that be motion to end debate by unanimous consent?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that.
Okay. And then we had a second. Do we have any dissent to that? Okay, amazing. So now we are in voting for the 163, was it, Valeria? 163. Can I have all those in favor of the 163 allocation, please raise your hands. Okay, please lower your hands. Can I have all those opposed, please raise your hands? And then all those abstaining, raise your hands. Okay. In a vote of 21-0-3, that passes. Congratulations. And then before we go into the next one, I just want to say, I know people are tired. We've been on this call for a long time. The last few have just been straight to voting. I think that like every organization should have our time. So like that, those should be discussions that we're having on the floor, just so that we're like keeping that in mind. It's not fair to the organizations who are at the end that we just go straight into voting when we had like an hour long discussion for another organization. So just, you guys signed up to be on the student assembly. Sometimes we have long meetings. That is just how it goes. Okay, so now I'm giving it back to VP Valencia.
Yes, so now we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 6 more orgs, but this is the first time the student assembly is seeing them. So we don't go into voting. Instead, this is when we discuss them. So let me share my screen. First up, we have the International Students Union. They asked for $7 and the committee recommended $7. A big key point that ISU kind of told the committee was that with their $4.81 allocation, they were getting about 1% of the total student activity fee, which is significantly lower than like the population of the students, of international students at Cornell. And so a very key point was that with the $4.81, they weren't able to fully fund all the programming and co-sponsorship events they would have liked. So that's why they requested the $7 allocation. And yeah, I'll open it up to any discussion.
Representative Gleiberman.
Yeah, so I just want to bring up that something that I know has been kind of thought about a lot with like orgs being funded is like something that ISU brought up was that a lot of the orgs that they fund sometimes kind of are both getting funds from them and other sources that may be more like multicultural. So they had hoped, I know like something they were thinking about was like orgs that would normally go to other places for funds can now go directly for them, and just kind of bring up a larger question that I think we as a assembly member should be thinking about with funding, which is like, how do we make it easiest for clubs to go to one place and get kind of all the money they want and not have to go to like 10 different orgs? And I just like, just bringing that up again, we're not voting, but just to like think about, and it becomes difficult with orgs, like where do they fall under? And ISU brought up like one day we'd love to be an umbrella org and be able to directly help these clubs. So yeah, just kept kind of my thoughts as we're thinking about moving forward. How do we make it best for clubs to know where to get their money from? How do we make sure that all groups can be supported and don't have to be running to 20 different places for funding? Like Alana, ISU, like all the other co-sponsorship places.
Representative Katie.
Rose, this is a quick question. Representative Valencia, did they have any specific intentions for the increased allocation that they spoke to, or is it more of just a motivation around the like disparity between their current funding and representation on the campus?
Yeah, so they did commented how they really want to increase programming events, how oftentimes they have to seek out like lots of different, like their clubs had to seek out different funding resources and stuff. And with the increase, they hope to kind of like Annie mentioned, be able to kind of be like that hub for all international clubs and stuff. They really mentioned how they wanted to increase their programming events, their co-sponsorship events. And yeah, they had a lot of plans for that increase.
Awesome. In that case, I'd like to motion to table by unanimous consent.
Second.
Do we have any dissent to that? Okay, that is tabled.
Okay, so now we can move on to Cornell Interfaith Council. Let me share my screen. Okay, so Cornell Interfaith, they requested $7. The committee recommended $7 as well. This was kind of like a big change, right? With this increased allocation, the orgs that fall under Cornell Interfaith will no longer be able to request funds from SAFC. So the way that worked, SAFC lowered their allocation by an amount that CIC got increased by. So this $7 just makes it easier so that any clubs and orgs that fall under CIC only get funding from CIC as opposed to Cornell Interfaith, SAFC, and all these other funding sources. And this was kind of made so that it just reduces the stress on everyone, right? So clubs don't have to apply to a million different places for funding. And this was a number that Cornell Interfaith and SAFC came up together. And yeah, this is Cornell Interfaith, $7.
Representative Gleiberman.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd love to, if people want, I mean, I think we should spend at least a minute or two talking about this. I personally think this is a great idea, the creation of these councils, working with SAFC and learning how to give money. I'm a big proponent of making it the easiest for clubs to go to one place to get all their funding. I'd love to debate the merits of that too, but that's like something I think is really good. So I think kind of this formation is a step in the right direction.
Representative Juan.
Yeah, I just wanted to express so much sentiment. I think it's great that we're trying like that. We're encouraging these, you know, these large groups to become like these umbrella organizations so that I definitely really like the rationale in terms of allowing these groups to, you know, they know where their money goes best in terms of like the other clubs that might be more relevant to them. So I think that's a really great idea and I'm in support of this as well.
Representative Eisman.
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize the points that Gleiberman has brought up for this allocation and the previous one about kind of the bigger picture of how clubs can like most appropriately and adequately like receive their funding. And I think this is a great example of what that could look like for other umbrella organizations in the future. But it's also something where if we as both an appropriations committee and as a student assembly do not provide the support of that transition, then it can quickly become messy, like as we've seen with PFC, like if they don't have the resources to become like the primary funding source for PFOs, then that's a big problem. I think we should just make this more of a contentious effort across other umbrella organizations in the future, because I think out of all of them, CIC has demonstrated that they're really ready to undertake this. And I don't know where really all the other organizations are kind of all over the place can really use our help. So I just want to say that.
Representative Katie.
Originally, I was going to ask if this was purposeful for matters of efficiency, but it seems like that's already been echoed by the previous speakers. And so, you know, I'd like to thank the Appropriations Committee, SAFC, everyone involved in it, and then also motion to table this by unanimous consent.
Second.
Second.
Any dissent to that? Amazing. So I'll give it back to VP Valencia.
Okay, so now we can move on to Cornell Sports Council. This is, let me share my screen. This is very similar to what we just talked about with Cornell Interfaith. Very similar idea. This is a new Byland funded org. They didn't exist last year, they exist this year. They're asking for $22 and same thing. So kind of like shifting funding away from SAFC and into Club Sports Council that is more knowledgeable about like the expenses of sports related things, right? Yeah, so they are asking for $2. The committee recommended $2. So. And I think, I don't know if Patrick is still here, but he's representing Club Sports Council.
Representative Juan. Okay, Representative Gronemeyer.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is pretty straightforward. I don't know. Valera, do you mind scrolling up again? Sorry, I missed the part. What did they have before? I mean, I'm totally in favor of the $22, but just wanted to see that. Thanks.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't exist in the last.
Oh, time. Right. Yeah. Okay. I just, when it was through, I was like, wait a minute. What is it? Yeah. Okay. All good. As somebody who was on a couple of club sports teams, you know, I really support it. And I think it's a great initiative. Thanks.
Representative Gleiberman.
Yeah. I also think this is great. I think something we should think about is maybe like moving forward when a new like violent org is created, asking them maybe to come to like the student assembly maybe the next semester to just kind of like make sure that there's a good like plan in place moving forward and just like kind of checks so that like new orgs that are created can like thrive. So yeah, but if no one, I don't see any other hands on the speakers list. If anyone wants to, I'll retract this, but I would motion to table by unanimous consent.
Second.
Amazing. Do we have a dissent? Okay, that motion's tabled.
Okay, so now we can go on to the orientation steering committee. They requested $11, which is a 60 cent increase from what they got in the last finance cycle. The committee recommended $11. And yeah, orientation steering committee, they do the orientation in August as well as in January for all the spring semester people that join the university. The slight increase is just because, the freshman class increased by 800 students. And so with a new addition, they really wanted more funding so they could keep providing that all the programming events and all the programs that they do at orientation. And that's orientation steering committee, $11.
Okay, I'm gonna open up debate, but can I have a motion to extend debate? Because we end this conversation in 6 minutes. Representative Katie.
A motion to extend by 15 minutes.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have to vote on that. Okay, everyone, let's make this a painless vote. All those in favor of extending by 15 minutes, please raise your hands. Okay, all opposed? Or actually lower your hands right now and then I'll call for all those opposed. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your hands? Okay, lower your hands. And then can I have all of those abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, and a vote of 19-2-2, that passes. So we were extended by 15 minutes to 6:45. And then we can keep the discussion, so. Raise your hand if you would like to be added to the speakers list. Representative Katie.
I just wanted to say, just like briefly, as a transfer student, really recognizing the importance that the orientation service is really to the Cornell community. I think for myself, it was a really great opportunity in a pandemic to learn about the opportunities Cornell has, learn about the community and my degree program and just reach out. So I'm really happy that they're recognizing the growing need the freshman class will have. And I hope in that we can we can move forward and support this allocation. And I don't see anyone else. I'm sure most of you are in agreement recognizing the importance of orientation, and I hope there isn't too much discussion when this comes up to a vote on Thursday, because I do really believe it's an important investment. So I would like to motion by unanimous consent to table this.
Second.
Okay. Any dissent to that? Okay, that is tabled.
Okay, so now we have two more. This is Alana. I didn't chair this meeting. A community member did. They wrote their report, but they weren't able to be at the meeting, so I'll just read their report. They are requesting $20, which is a $5 increase from what they got last year. Alana, for those that don't know, it's kind of like the umbrella group that funds every single multicultural org on campus. They have about 164 clubs and lots and lots of members, right? So just recognizing that Alana kind of like provides this like safe space for all minority underrepresented students on campus. They also mentioned how despite like about 34% of the entire incoming freshman class being identified as some represented minorities, Alana's allocation only accounts for about 4% or 4.8% of the total undergraduate student activity fee. Alana provides a lot of programming events, co-sponsorship events, and just events that are open to the overall Cornell community, but cater for minority and underrepresented students on campus. And I'll open it up to any discussion.
Sorry, for VP Valencia, there was a message in the chat from Representative Grohmeyer, so I just wanted to give that to you.
Yeah, so we have a lot of vacancies in the committee. So we have 11 members, so 6 will be quorum.
Gotcha, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Gleiberman.
Yeah, just kind of bringing up again kind of the ongoing thing of like where clubs get their money from. I know with Alana and ISU, the percentage they get is not proportional to the amount, but like a lot of B clubs under both ISU and Alana also get like probably tens of thousands of dollars of SAFC money because there's so many clubs under both of them. And so just kind of thinking about that, I know also in past years, something that Alana and ISU have kind of both done is fund a lot of food, because for years and years and years, SAFC did not fund food, and now SAFC is funding food. So just kind of keeping those things in mind and thinking about how can we, again, make it easiest for clubs to use money and also make sure money is being spent. Like, I'd love to know if they, they plan to get it. They're like not going to have as much many food requests now, because now clubs don't, like they used to be like one of the only places that would fund food, and now SAFC funds food. So just things to think about.
Okay, Representative Katie.
I'm not sure who would know this, but if there's a concern about SAFC's new ability to fund food, I would likely turn back to the fact that SAFC's funding did decrease. So their ability to fund food, at least in the next byline, might be affected by that. So I don't know how relevant that is specifically in the debate or discussion about Alana's funding here. I also think we also haven't had any discussion about specifics as to why it's raised. So if there is a concern there, I think it'd be more relevant to learn more about that before we assume criticism or objection towards that.
Representative Gleiberman.
No, those are all really good points, Representative Katie. And in fact, something that I was asking SAFC like constantly over the summer was like, can you guys afford to be funding food? And like the answer kind of was a resounding yes. And again, you're right, this is the kind of discussion that involves like multiple parties, and I'm not really advocating for anything one way or another right now. I'm just kind of bringing up things I've constantly had in the back of my mind as since like June, and just things that we should think about kind of moving forward, especially next semester. I know there's like some talk about like working on reforming Appendix B stuff, so just kind of keeping that in mind. But if no one has any other things to add, I would motion to table by unanimous consent.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, do we have any dissent to that? Amazing, that's tabled.
Okay, and lastly, we have SAOC once again. So we had already heard from SAOC, but because of all the changes I just mentioned with PFC, CSC, CIC, they requested an even lower allocation of $112.66. There's like a little asterisk right here because it's written on the charter that the student activity fee has to be an integer. And currently, if we approve the budget with no appeals, nothing the way it is, the number wouldn't be an integer. So I wrote right here how they would have to get an increase of 74 cents and their total allocation would be 113.40. That's just because that's how the charter says it, right? So that the student activity fee is in some weird decimal. But yes, so they requested on the paper application, it says $137.91. That's why it's there. And the committee has to vote on it. But when they presented, they mentioned that because PFC is no longer funded, because of Cornell Sports Council, because of Cornell Interfaith Council, they are requesting $112.66. And that is what the committee recommended. So yeah.
Representative Smith.
Yeah, I guess the only thing that comes up for SAFC for me is thinking about this whole process of that we've discussed with much of the past few organizations of getting money essentially out of SAFC and into more, I guess, or into organizations that are more experienced per se with getting the money into their organizations, things like that, is how we make sure that we don't go below our 35% funding requirement for SAFC, which based on, I guess, you know, we're not going to go below it, I think, you know, just based on the rough estimates, but like we're getting really close, right? So just like, if we have to, I don't know, just like scared of that for like the next cycle, if like more organizations or more money leaves SAFC, like where that leaves things, or if like Board of Trustees stuff has to change, I don't know, if that was a part of their thought process, because they're entitled to 35%. So yeah, curious.
Representative Katie.
I just had a question about that integer part. Is that an issue with the SAFC funding or specifically with the total allocation, final allocation of the student assembly? That's kind of the first part of that.
Yeah. So overall, like SAOC, they're kind of like the org that gets like rounded up so that the student activity fee is this nice little rounded number integer. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I was asking, you know, if it made more sense to put it towards something like the SA special funding. But if it's traditionally been SAFC, then I think that totally makes sense.
It's on the charter that it has to be SAFC. Okay. Yeah.
In that case, would that be something that'd be more beneficial for the process here, because we've already extended this meeting, to overturn now or possibly table and then talk about in the next meeting?
Well, we wouldn't have to overturn.
Sorry about that. My confusion. Okay. In that case, then I motion to table by unanimous consent.
Second.
Any dissent to that? Representative Smith, is that a dissent? Okay, cool. Okay, that is tabled. And I believe that was the last one.
That is all I have.
Amazing. So at 6:37, I can motion to adjourn. Can I have all those? Oh, I actually need a motion to adjourn. I would smell upon
motion
it.
To
motion
to adjourn.
Second. Okay, I need a dissent to that. Amazing. Thank you so much for hanging in there, guys.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.